Texans Extra Points has been brought to you by Reliant. Welcome to Reliant. How can we help you? And by your local Ford dealers. Ford is the best in Texas.
What is special about a game week, even though it is the preseason?
It just gives us a chance to go against somebody besides ourselves and to really put everything we've learned into play. Coming out here, it's great getting this work against our defense and vice versa. But being able to put everything in action, everything you want to learn in the meeting rooms, everything you learn in practice, being able to go out on the game day, on the game field, and do it against someone else that really gauges where you are.
There you see it. The first game of the Bill O'Brien era gets underway tonight. 7:37, the kickoff to be exact, taking on the Arizona Cardinals. Drew Doherty back here with John McClain. John Harris, Texans Extra Points rolling along. Let's discuss Bill O'Brien. It's his first go-round as a head coach in the NFL. He talked about, yeah, there's going to be butterflies. That's natural. But what have you seen out of him, John McClain, coaching this team through the first 2 weeks of camp that's impressed you the most that you might not have seen in other stops around the NFL?
From Bomb to Bill, this is my 10th head coach to cover here. They come in all shapes and sizes. They're all different. Bill, very intense guy. No BS in him. He's got long practices. They're hard compared to today. They're easy compared to the way they used to be, but I like the way he says he's going to be a player's going to have to be accountable. They always say that. What does it mean? Do you spank them? What do you do when players screw up? Say, you're going to be held accountable. I want to see what Bill's going to do, but I like the way he gets down and he coaches. He doesn't stand and observe, and I can't wait to watch him on the sideline.
Yeah, and we've seen him coaching like what you're talking about all over the field. He's not just focusing on the offense or the quarterback position. Everybody, whether you're a special team or a defender, they're getting it from him. They're getting it from his assistants as well, John.
Yeah, absolutely. This is a great instructional staff up and down from Bill all the way through Jim Bernhardt, who I have a long history with, and I have a long history with both Bill and Jim. So I've seen it for a long time, and people are just learning what I've known, and that is he is a great instructor. He's actually great with people. He likes this role. He likes being an instructor. He likes to teach. And it's not just the lowest guy on the rung. You see him out there doing individual work with Andre Johnson, showing little things. And Andre's the type of player that soaks it in. It doesn't matter. He could be in this league 35 years, and he'll still soak in that teaching. And I think those are the type of players that Bill's going to want, the ones that will take that coaching. He'll get on them, and he'll be tough on them. But he's also going to step behind him and say, look, you're doing a good job. Keep it up. Keep working at it. And give them that little boost of confidence. That's the one thing that people miss about Bill, is that he can raise their confidence with just a quick word. He has an understanding of his players and his team, and he knows how to handle everybody from coaches on down.
John's not blowing smoke. I did a poor job as a host setting things up. He played college ball at Brown University with Bill O'Brien. He's an egghead, so he knows what he's talking about. Hey, let's take a breakout offensive player, a breakout defensive player to watch tonight and really for 2014, John.
I want to watch guys like Alex Cupper, right guard, practice squad last year. I want to watch Jonathan Grimes, been running with the first team. 2 years ago, the coaches liked him. When the Jets signed him off the practice squad, they're disappointed. Got him back last year. He didn't do much. Offensive line was terrible. Want to see the guys that are trying to make the team, not the starters, not the high picks, but those low picks. As far as a breakout guy on offense, I would love to see Alfred Blue be good enough to be the second back, not the third back, because he's big, he's fluid, he's got good hands. If you average 6 yards a carry in the SEC, I don't care how little time you play, what your injury is, that impresses the heck out of me.
Yeah, I would say on the defensive side of the ball, let's talk about one of those rookies. Andre Howell was a 7th rounder from Vanderbilt. Love his look, love his competitive nature. And really during mini camps and OTAs, he didn't really stand out. But in training camp, he went one-on-one against Andre Johnson and came down with an interception over Andre. And from that point on, Andre Howell has been fantastic. He's still got a lot to learn. He's a rookie. He's a 7th rounder. And 7th rounders sometimes don't make the squad. This guy, I think, does. I think he is going to be a big-time player, number 38. Loved him at Vanderbilt. I thought he was well underdrafted. I thought he should have gone well earlier than the 7th round. I like Andre Howell, number 38. He's definitely going to be one of my guys to watch. Another guy I'm going to keep an eye on, I'll say the secondary, Kendrick Lewis, Chris Clements. How do those guys at safety, how do they look coming over to the Texans? Which one earns that safety job? opposite DJ Swearinger. That is a huge spot in this defense. Whichever guy takes that role has got to have a big year. And if he does, he keeps that secondary in line, the pass rush is where it is, I think this can be one of the better defenses in the league.
Keep an eye on 89, Mike Thomas. I really like this guy. He's been getting wide open in the slot, sitting down in zones, and just catching lots of passes. I think it's going to be a lot of fun.
He said, I owe the Texans a Hail Mary.
He owes the Texans so much because that Hail Mary he's talking about was the volleyball pass at Jacksonville, 2010, batted straight into his arms, and he stumbled into the end zone for an overtime victory. All right, tonight's game is a success for the Texans. Complete that sentence if...
if they don't suffer any serious injuries.
That's the name of the game in the preseason.
I think that's obviously one of them. I think the other one is if they can find any sort of positive offensive line depth in this game.
Yeah.
They've been struggling on the offensive line with some injuries. I think they can find a couple of surprises in that second, third group. That's going to help their depth down the road. That's a big win.
You know, and before we wrap things up, talking about offensive line depth, that's a perfect chance to bring up David Quessenberry. He's fighting lymphoma on Thursday. The Texans staff, the Texans coaches, and as many fans in attendance as possible are going to wear those Texans for DQ shirts. You can order your T-shirt at shop.houstontexans.com. Very worthy cause for a great guy who a lot of folks thought, hey, might be in the mix to start at right tackle or elsewhere on the line. John McClain, John Harris, thanks so much. We had a lot of fun. It was too short. I could have gone about 7-8 more hours with you two. So we'll have you on again for sure. This has been Texans Extra Points. Kickoff is coming up, but stay with us because KTRK has their pregame show as well.